Yeah, I'm still going north, but 2 miles I'll be heading east towards the repeater. So I'm so glad this Jeep decided to get in the right turn lane, because I'm literally doing 55 and he just pulled out in front of me. Oh, man. But anyway, yeah, so I'm kind of geeked about that four-wheeler. I don't think I ever told you the story about that one. So my dad picked it up at one of the auctions he was doing like 8 years ago, and it ran fine, but it didn't have the front drive shaft connected because it's full-time four-wheel drive. I guess the U-joint's busted. So I fixed that. I got new tires and rims for it. Spent like $500 on tires and rims. Got a new carburetor. Or no, I didn't get a new carburetor at first because everything was fine, but it started backfiring and blowing the intake manifold, the rubber intake manifold in front of the carburetor. So I got a new carburetor, still was doing it, you know, so I just said, forget it, and parked it, and it's been parked for 8 years. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to pull the gas tank off of that, drain the gas tank, check the fuel petcock, which was all clogged, by the way, with gum, and, you know, and put everything back together, and, oh, I got the new carb, because the carb was trash from gummed up, and I didn't fully clean it, and it ran, it started right up. I was like, cool. So I had a new brake pedal because it was bent. I changed the brake pedal and got that working great. So now it's like a perfect machine, man, for like plowing and running around on the little farm I got going. But I got to get the carburetor going good because of that. Anything below a quarter throttle, you ran good, but it started going over a quarter throttle and it started bogging out. And I know it was the jets in my carb and the Jeep carb.